Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Wait, what's your answer to that? Biggest problem with the Niner offense so far this year is?
Well, you could say the run game.
Yeah,
and
the run game.
You won't be wrong, but I think that it's just as easy as saying the offensive line because, yeah, they've been fine in pass protection, but if you can't run it, then Shanahan can't win. You can't win, Shanahan, if you don't run it. And I've done the numbers, and I won't bore you with all of the deep dives I've done, but historically, when the Niners run it 30 or more times, they're 47-7, and to run it 30 or more times, you have to be able to, I don't know, get yards. And you get the lead, you get yards, Shanahan wins. When you trail you throw it, Shanahan loses.
Well, except for not the case. Both of the games they won, they had the ball losing with a couple minutes to go, and they won them both. 888-957-9570. We're about to go to the phones. There's a text that just came in on the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorney's text line that I want to address after the calls.
Okay.
Because it's just like... I'm getting upset.
Oh, no.
It's unfair. But anyway, Robert in Emeryville. Hi, Robert. Thanks for calling.
Hey, thank you. It's nice to hear you guys' voices. I hate to say I agree with you, but I do.
Yeah.
What was the question? Yeah, I mean, you said it much better than I would repeat it.
What is the biggest problem with the 49ers offense is...
And I'm going to quote Tim Ryan, block better. They got to block better.
Yeah.
I'm old, so when Joe Montana didn't have protection, he didn't look so good. So it's kind of been that way with quarterbacks all along. You give them time, and they'll pick you apart.
Yeah. Robert, thanks. Yeah, now here's the other thing, though, and you talked about this. Their pass blocking has been better than their run blocking. However, it's a little too simple to just say block better or the offensive line. Again, the whole thing is a concert. It always is. Everybody's got a role. I'm not saying Christian is playing poorly, but this goes across the board. I don't think it's just turnkey, block better, they run better. I think it's a very, very big piece of it. But, you know, Christian is also, he's had the dropsies this year. I know most of that's in the pass game, but he's fumbled. They've got to do better too. The running game's got to do better. And by the way, it is easier to block in the run game when your passing game is moving the ball down the field because they're going to have to respect it more.
Yeah, and you mentioned this before about predictability versus unpredictability. And Greg Cosell yesterday talked about where you get into second and long and third and long and third and medium, well, now you become a predictable offense. And the key for Shanahan has always been to throw it to set up the run, run it to set up the throw. And if you're sitting at second and nine or third and eight, well, now you're going to have a hard time running it. And you actually said this earlier in the show where one of their biggest runs last week was it was third and seven, and they ran it, and they got 11 yards. And that unpredictability is what has helped them at times. But it never used to be where you needed that to be the way you were able to run it effectively. You could run it effectively, and then you could do that because you were running it effectively. And right now, I could bore you to tears with all the Christian McCaffrey runs because I've logged every single one. He only has five on the year that are 10 or more yards, and none that are more than, I think, 13 is his long for the year.
The 10-yard runs, no. Run the ball! Like, what are we watching?
The Niners as a team don't have a single 20-yard rush.
Right.
Nor do they have a rushing touchdown. Only team in the league. And then we're out here screaming and yelling at whichever quarterback you want. I mean, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. They've got to run the ball. And that's going to change everything. Let's go to Larry in Hayward. Hi, Larry. Thank you for calling.
Hey, guys. I think it is the run game. If you really look at the numbers, they average 88 rushing yards per game. That's 28th in the league. Part of that is you got to have Kittle back in there because he's a big presence with the blocking. And also with that offensive line, they got to block better as well. So it's all around. But it is the run game.
Larry, thanks. 888-957-9570. If you want to weigh in on this, the biggest problem that you see with the 49er run game, the 49er offense so far is what? And fill in that blank. Now, the only answer that I'm seeing a lot on our text line, on YouTube, social media, the other thing that you could say is injuries. But to me, that's, first of all, that kind of plays a little soft to me. Because if you look around the league, it's happening everywhere. Are the 49ers the most excessive version of it? Probably. You know, it's a lot of big names. It's their whole receiving core. It's George Kittle, all of that stuff. But everybody is dealing with this. Everyone's dealing with this, which is why I want to spotlight this text that just came in, Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. And even though I'm about to rip your text, I really appreciate you doing it.
Nice.
Thank you so much for listening to the show. It's very, very nice. 559 text in, though. Listen to the way this is worded. Shanahan's inability to keep everyone healthy. Shanahan's
right.
Inability to keep everyone healthy.
Well, let me just pick through that real quick because Christian McCaffrey leads the entire league in touches, 100 touches in four games. That is reckless the way he's using McCaffrey. And, well, McCaffrey's not hurt. So, if that was going to be the case, then wouldn't McCaffrey be the one who was injured if Shanahan was the one who is not keeping his players healthy? George Kittle was just running. He was literally just running down the field.
The Shanahan problem.
And he got hurt. He got put on IR. And Nick Bosa was rushing the passer.
Rushing the passer.
And he got double teamed. And
it's Shanahan problem.
It's a Shanahan problem. And, you know, we can go through all the injuries and, you know, if you want to put blame on Juwan Jennings' recent injury, well, that's a Brock Purdy problem because Brock kind of floated it.
Yeah, but why'd he float it, Dibs? He floated it.
Kyle Shanahan.
Because Kyle Shanahan put him out there with a toe.
I mean, you went for two, Kyle. You should have gone for one, right?
There you go.
Eddie
Pinheiro's toes don't hurt.
Right. And, you know, Jake Moody's no longer hurt. So that's Kyle Shanahan.
I don't know about that.
Right. I mean,
hurt feelings.
Anyway, it's a tough one.
Look,
and I look at the biggest issue for this team, and we could talk about the O-line and the run game, and you're not wrong. They're 27th in the red zone in touchdown percentage. Christian McCaffrey has 16 carries in the red zone for 10 yards. 16 carries.
Incredible.
10 yards.
It's
now,
just incredible.
A big part of that is when you get down in the red zone, the lower red zone, which is inside the 10, as a defense, you line up and you're like, all right, we got Tonjes and Farrell. I think we're pretty good maybe going man-to-man on them if necessary.
Right.
Where's number 23? let's key on that guy.
For sure.
Make that guy beat us.
Well, and or whoever's back there. I mean, again, this is kind of where defenses are going to be at against the 49ers. But before we leave the injury thing, I think that there's an ebb and flow to this. In other words, you come in here Monday, and you're kind of holding your breath. And I know it happens fast on a week where the Niners play on Thursday. But there's normally a flow to this, right? You come in Monday, and the coach will do a conference call, and he'll give you at least the spots where you need to look out. Ooh, Ricky Pearsall got a little instability in the knee. Okay. And then Tuesday they're off, and on Wednesday you get the boom. That's like he didn't practice. And it's a question mark, questionable concern, all that stuff. There's an ebb and flow to the injury thing. To me, once you get to Wednesday and Thursday, and this is now talking about the fans, this is the time where you stop feeling sorry for yourself. And that's what, now I'm not worried about the Niners because they're professionals and they deal with this. I was even driving around this morning and I'm thinking about, because I've got these family members down in LA and they're Rams fans, they're awful people, and I don't want any text messages from them tonight. Don't text me. Don't trash talk when your team is fully healthy and my team is not.
Don't text me, bro.
But you know what? Then I got here and I'm like, well, that's soft. Now fire away, man. Fire away. We have arrived at Thursday Night Football. It is time to stop feeling sorry for ourselves because of the Niners' injuries. Lovely Christie's driving me over to the ferry earlier today, okay? We get there and she flips open her phone. And she's, because she likes advice on, it's like the week is starting, who, she knows that we know what the practice reports are around the league.
Right.
She doesn't want to go find a Twitter feed or what, just tell me who's playing. She flips open her fantasy team, and it's like Q, Q, Q,
oh.
IR, Q, Q, IR, IR, Q, Q. And she looks at me and she goes, this isn't just the Niners. This is everybody.
Right.
Everybody's hurt. So at least.
Like an REM song.
Everybody's hurt. Sometimes.
Thank you.
Yeah. That's a nice poll.
Thank you.
Are the Niners the most hurt? Maybe you're the most hurt. I don't know. Is it in the most key spots? Is it the most future Hall of Famers? I don't know. But you all have fantasy teams, and you all know you might not have a roster this week. It's insanity. And in fact, you know what I notice around the league for a lot of teams? It's their running back. We've got ours. But Lamar is probably not going to play. And Burrow is gone for most of the year. Carson Wentz in London, he's going against Dylan Gabriel. We've gotten a healthy dose of Mariota so far. On and on around the league, from Malik Nabers to Xavier Worthy, Tyreek Hill, holy hell. And I could go on and on and on. The Cardinals are starting someone I've never heard of at running back this weekend. He's been inactive all year.
Mm.
Okay? Everybody's hurt. Stop feeling sorry for yourselves. You got to go play the game.
Right, and everybody plays on Thursday, so everybody gets their turn.
Exactly.
You get a turn to have the short week, and it just so happens that you get it now without your two wide receivers, your tight end, and your quarterback. So, yeah, go out there and do your best. And, oh, by the way, the Rams probably won't have their tight end. I don't think that Higbee's going to play. Their tackle is questionable, so it's not like the Rams are coming in fully rested and all equipped and ready to rumble. Well, there's no hard feelings. There's no feeling sorry for anybody in the NFL. It's the NFL.
Look, they're way healthier, but it doesn't matter. That's the way it goes. It's the way the cookie crumbled. We have to deal with this. But my main point in bringing that up is stop saying that Kyle Shanahan hurts people. Stop. Every single coach in the NFL hurts people if Kyle Shanahan hurts people.
Yep.
Football hurts people. And yes, we've gotten our healthy dose yet again. Is it an age thing? That's a different conversation. That's a roster construction thing. But this concept that Kyle sends out warriors to their doom is, of all the crazy things I hear people say, that's the top of the list. that Kyle hurts people.
Well, he got Trey Lance hurt.
Thank you. I knew you were going to say
Well, we can agree to that. Like, you know, you and I can finally agree to one thing, which would be
I can't believe he ran that play.
Ran him into the ground.
It's ridiculous.
Ran it over and over over.
I don't know why he even let Trey. He put the ball in the quarterback's hands.
Not to throw it.
Ball can't go in the quarterback's hands.
It'd be nice if you let the quarterback throw it.
They did. He threw it over his heads. All right, let's go to Austin in the city. Hi, Austin. Thank you for the call. What's up?
Hey, not much. Hey, I just want to say, hey, they barely gave Trey Lance a chance at throwing a ball. You know, he just, you know, running up the middle and get injured. But I called about Nick Bosa not having help and getting double teamed. You know, that can be a good reason why he got injured, too, by him not having help on the other side of the end. With that, they got help for Brock Purdy, but they're not utilizing the. They're utilizing the help. They got help for McCaffrey, but not really utilizing Robinson with the help. But just keep giving McCaffrey the ball. Let's say he go down, then what? We got all these helps around on the wide receiver field, but we look, Kittle got Doug got no help. He's injured. Like somebody needs to go. Let's just say this is a rebuilding season. That's. At the end of it, at the end of the day, this is a rebuilding season, and it's time to say goodbye to some of these stars.
All right.
While we can. Trade McCaffrey, trade somebody while we can.
Yeah, Austin, thanks so much. Could not disagree more. Appreciate your opinion, and thank you very much for calling. The 49ers, I'm not sure if you've picked up your standing sheet lately. They're 3-1. They're in first place in the NFC West.
Right. It's not a rebuild. I do think that he has a point about Brian Robinson Jr., and I've said it a bunch of times, and I'm looking at the number right now, and through four games, he's played 50 snaps.
That wasn't his point. I agree
with
your point.
That's something that he mentioned, though.
He said trade Christian McCaffrey.
Well,
he didn't utilize Brian Robinson more. He said start Brian Robinson and get rid of Christian McCaffrey. That was his point.
It's not a rebuild yet. It might get to that point. If Brock Purdy can't play for a while and you lose a bunch of games, you're not going to get into full rebuild mode yet.
They're 3-1.
What you talked about, like, add a pass rusher at the deadline, which is in November, you might go through October and not win a game, and so that conversation may not be one that they actually even have.
That changes.
That would surprise
me if they went 0 for October.
I'd be also very surprised.
That would surprise me.
Right now, you just have the one game tonight, and it is a tough one. You're probably the biggest underdog you've been in a long time
in this one.
Last year when you were, you know, folding up the tent a little bit.
Tonight is not... look. Sorry for those who are trying to build something up here. Tonight is not a make or break of anything type of game. It just isn't.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
We talked about this yesterday. The worst case scenario when we go to bed tonight is that the 49ers are 3-2 and they've got a week and a half off and at least the possibility that Brock Purdy, George Kittle, Juwan Jennings, Ricky Pearsall all play the next time they suit up. By the way, you know who they play in a week and a half?
A team that's really hurt.
Totally banged up.
Yep.
Bucky Irving, walking boot. Mike Evans, hamstring. Like, Baker Mayfield is questionable again this week. So, look, yeah, this is, we are so far from giving up on anything right now with regard to the Niners. Let's go to Mike in Walnut Creek. Hi, Mike. Thank you for the call.
What's going on, boys? Good afternoon. Thanks for taking the call.
What's up?
Hey, I appreciate the hearing about all the injuries, and I'm going to tell you why here in a second, but I think the main difference is everyone is hurt on our team. You guys keep naming two or three main guys from other teams. Understandable. It's not like seven or eight, though. All of our main guys. We have one starter starting tonight on offense. Right. Okay.
No, that's not true, Mike, that's not true.
He means him of the skill guys.
Okay. Yeah. Christian is starting. Juszczyk is starting. Four of the five offensive linemen are starting. So, but anyway, go ahead.
All right. Here's why. And here's why Kyle's never going to win a big one. And here's why, you know, when we got to a really good start this year, things started to go bad. Kyle's daddy stole his football soul to the devil to get himself a Super Bowl at the expense of all of his other family members. And so Kyle is, unfortunately, and all the football fans now, the 49er fans, having to deal with it.
So should we do like a seance or a magic eight ball? How do we fix this, Mike?
Man, it's like, I don't know, man. You know, I think we all need to have a real conversation. You know, how we fix it is, unfortunately, we got to get rid of Kyle.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Mike.
Yeah. Wow. I didn't know you could do that.
Mike actually wants to sacrifice someone.
I didn't know you could sell the soul of your children,
of your family members,
for accolades, because I now have three and you've got three. And I mean, I got three souls that I apparently can sell for higher heights.
Yeah.
All right.
I have a garage sale this weekend. See
maybe
what
I need to call Mike Shanahan and figure out how he went about doing that. Like, who do you talk to sell the soul of an offspring?
I don't know.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.